I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She thawed Stanberry and Lisa's freeze, and she gave us the gift of Phaedra on skis. It's Watch What Happens Live with Caroline Brooks and Nina Ali now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in Soho in New York City in the Bravo Clubhouse with one woman who's pro boarding school and another who Ayan thinks went to boring school. The desert is ruthless, but nothing is more savage than my first guest. Please welcome Real Housewife of Dubai, Caroline Brooks, everybody. My next guest says, if you think money can't buy you happiness, you clearly haven't been to Dubai. Please welcome Dubai Housewife Nina Ali. You're both here all the way from Dubai.
Yes. So excited.
And I just told Nina this. Tell me if you think I'm crazy. Yeah. Does she look a little like Lisa Rinna to you?
A little bit. Yes. A little bit. But Lisa Rinna's gorgeous.
Yeah. She is.
She's just a little problematic, but she's
okay.
Gorgeous.
Well, you two settled your thing.
I love her.
Okay,
now.
Good. Today is National French Friday, a holiday Nina tries to observe every other day of the year, too. So over at the bar helping us celebrate, it's Annalie Schlossberg from Belle Fries in New York City. We knew you did. I don't know how you eat all those fries and stay looking like you do.
I have three kids. So I never
Can you
sit.
Even imagine?
No,
she
I can't.
She looks so good.
Yeah, she does. Nina, your husband is in the audience.
Yes.
Welcome. And I'm stunned to find out that Caroline's friends are still speaking to her. Adam and Brian are here as well. Wow, welcome. I want you all to get out your phone right now and get on WWHL.TV because we have a bunch of shady polls coming your way in just a few seconds. Don't forget to tweet me your questions at Andy for Caroline and Nina all night long. By the way, before we move on, how is your dad doing?
He's much better. Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm so glad.
It's going to be a long road, but he's getting there.
Okay, very good. Okay, while we wait for your questions to come in, it is time to
Where's the Poll?
Here we go. Grab your phones. Go to WWHL.TV. We're going to start with the ending of tonight's episode. It ended with Brooks handing Sarah her ass. Excuse me. Over digs at her parenting. So I want to know, whose side are you on, Caroline or Sarah? Now, what did you make of that when you saw it? I know you're good buddies with Sarah.
Yes. I'm friends with both of them. Like, I saw both of their point of views. You know, she's a mama bear, I'm a mama bear. Nobody wants to be told what to do with their children or how to raise their children.
That was tough.
It was tough, but I also know that, you know, she asked her, so Sarah just thought, hey.
Why didn't I ask her about boarding school?
Okay, yes, a lot of viewers are tweeting saying, well, you asked her about it, but
Wait.
you're...
That's specific, I think.
Okay.
I love Sarah, and I know her intentions weren't bad.
Okay.
Because I love her, but yes. I asked her about boarding school. I did not ask her about tucking my child into bed.
Okay, I'm surprised. This one, you guys are going with Sarah on this one. That's interesting. Okay, here's the next poll. Is it wrong of Stanberry to not want to sit with her in-laws both nights of her wedding? Yes or no? I thought this was really interesting. No, what do you think?
No.
I mean,
not wrong, you say.
Not wrong, but like, okay, she could be a little bit more gentle.
Accommodating. Yes.
Right.
You know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then you've got the rest of the night to be with.
Right, she was very hardline on that.
Yes.
You guys are saying no, but it's close. Skipping over to Beverly Hills, whose side are you on now, Diana or Sutton? This is interesting. They don't seem like they're getting too far down any road of positivity. Are you watching? You're on Sutton's side. Yes.
I'm not watching, but Sutton's the only one
either.
I know, so I'm going to go with Sutton.
Okay, there you go. And you guys are too. We know what Garcelle thinks. I want to hear from you. Does Kyle jump ship too often? Yes or no? You have an opinion on this, Brooks?
I don't.
All right, then I'm not going to ask. But I want to see what the viewers think. You guys think yes, and that's a majority. Stay on WWHL.TV for this. What do you think of Ayan's clothes? Chic or too much? Brooks, what do you think? Oh, she's having her drink.
Let her have a sip.
Yes. What do you think, Nina?
Over the top.
Over
but she
top.
Loves attention, so.
There you go.
She's got to get it somehow.
The audience is saying chic. I, as a viewer, enjoy every moment of it. I saved the most important poll for last. Who is the hottest house husband now? Sergio or Mauricio? We're adding Sergio to this poll, and he's doing quite well. Now, this is serious, but it looks like Mauricio is holding on to the lead. Thank you for voting, everybody. Brooks has said that even though she sometimes can't stand Ayan, she considers her a sister for life, which might make them the Dubai equivalent of Kyle and Kim. And since Ayan says hating on her makes you basic, let's love on her instead. Brooks, answer these questions about Ayan as nicely as possible. In three words, how would you describe Ayan's outlandish style?
Outrageous, over the top. Extra.
What is one thing you admire about Ayan's parenting style?
She adores her son.
What is the most generous gift Ayan's ever bestowed on you?
Nothing.
Best advice Ayan's ever given you?
Nothing.
If it's true that Lisa and Ayan share a brain, why is Lisa fortunate to have Ayan thinking for her?
Because that's necessary because Ayan's brain capacity is that of a 5-year-old.
Thank you very much. Okay, those were meant to be positive answers.
Oh, that was positive. 5-year-olds are smart.
Okay. Nina loves crystals so much she's been known to charge one at the dinner table, which I assume she placed right next to the mashed potatoes with no butter. But the only thing on the table right now is the future as we play the crystal balls in your court. You're about to make some psychic predictions about your besties. Nina, gaze into my clubhouse crystal ball. Here we go. Okay, the first one is about Stanberry. Will Stanberry live to regret having a baby with Sergio if she wants no part in taking care of it?
No, no baby's a regret.
Okay, let's go to our next housewife. It's Sarah. Will Sarah come for Brooks at the reunion because of Brooks' comments about all of her alleged plastic surgery?
I don't think so, no.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. What do you think, Brooks?
No.
Okay, let's move on to Lisa. What do you think the chances are of Lisa and Stanberry becoming genuine friends in the future?
Not possible.
Not possible. Okay, let's see who else we have. It's Ayan. Do you ever see Ayan and Stanberry forming a genuine friendship?
No.
Okay, last one is... Oh, it's you, Brooks.
Brooks.
Okay, Nina, how do you foresee Brooks and Lisa Rinna's meeting at BravoCon going?
It's going to be fabulous. They're going to have a great time.
All right. Thank you very much, Nina. Oh, okay. Brooks, Jenna S. has a question about your buddy here. She wants to know, why isn't Brian allowed to have an opinion on how you raise Adam when it's evident he cares for him since he was in the delivery room and cut his umbilical cord?
Well, that was the first time Brian actually saw Adam again in almost, like, 5 or 6 or 7 years. So that was a little bit outrageous.
Okay, but he's your best friend, you just told me.
But no, he was being a catty little brat.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian was just being Brian, and Sarah doesn't know Brian, so Sarah thought, oh, he's on my side. But she didn't realize that that's just how we... Like, when he opened the door, I said, hi, Fugly. Like, that's just how we, like, talk to each other, you know?
Okay. Sounds like a fun friendship. Leilani H. wants to know, Nina, as a parent yourself, what did you think about Brooke's reaction to Sarah and her friends advising her against sending the child to boarding school?
You know, the thing is, each mother has her own opinion on, you know, what she wants to do with her child. And who am I? I mean, we might not always see eye to eye, but she wants to send her son to boarding school. She, you know.
I don't want to send my son to boarding school. That was, it was a topic.
Right.
My ex-husband went to boarding school, and
right.
he loved it.
I thought it was really interesting hearing Stanberry's kind of origin story about boarding school. It really helped you understand who she is, right?
I didn't know that she had that experience until I watched it.
Did it make you more compassionate towards her?
100%. It actually explained so much to why she's the way she is. And that kind of sealed the deal for me that my child is never going to boarding school.
Yeah.
Wow, very good. Let's go to our virtual fans, Hannah and Jake from New York City. What's your question for Nina?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, hi,
Not great.
Andy. Okay, great. Okay, Nina, since Ion described you as a flip-flopper, boring, and mashed potatoes with no butter, how would you describe Ion?
I mean, look, I have a very soft spot for Ion in my heart, but she's a little delusional, so it's okay. I mean, this is coming from a, you know, what does she call herself, Rihanna? Right?
Yeah.
Like a Dollar Tree version of Rihanna, so it's all good.
I love your relationship with Ion. It's like, it's so interesting because
it's really like that.
You like love each other, but you give each other so much
we
crap.
Give each other hell.
Yes.
She's a good person. Ion's a good person.
Well, is she?
Sometimes. I mean,
it depends
small
on the
doses.
Day of the week. Listen, Ion and I are just unusual.
Well, the control room's telling me we have a surprise virtual caller for Brooks.
Me?
Oh! How you doing?
Hello, I'm great. Let's get out the Dollar Tree and head to Saks.
Let's head to Saks.
Phaedra, what did you make of meeting the women in Dubai?
I mean, I really liked them. It's some interesting relationships, but they are definitely a hearty bunch of lovely ladies.
How did you and Brooks become buddies?
Well, our families know each other, and her cousin and I, we've done a lot of business together. And so, you know, Brooks is she is from the States. Don't get it twisted, you know.
And I understand you have a question for Brooks.
I do. Okay, so Brooks, the girls want to know, since it's, you know, everybody knows it's expensive to cheat on you, but how did your husband get away with not paying the settlement?
Oh, okay. So we'll keep this under like 30 seconds. I think a lot of people, I've seen like a lot of comments of people thinking that when I said it's expensive to cheat on me, and then I also said, you know, how I walked away from my marriage with nothing, people think I'm talking about the same ex.
This is important.
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't been single for 5 years. I've been in other relationships after my divorce. So the expensive to cheat on me, I learned my lesson the first time. I walked away with nothing.
Here.
After that, you're not going to waste my time, honey.
Ooh.
Rightfully so.
Phaedra, it is so good to see you. What a great surprise. You took my burned hand off my mind for a second. Great to see you. Tell the boys I said hi, okay?
I will.
Okay. Give it up for Phaedra Parks. That was exciting.
Yeah.
Lisa called Brooks the definition of messy, which might be true in Dubai, but I'm claiming the title here in New York with a round of truth or drink. Okay, ladies, the rules are simple. Our monitor is going to reveal some shady questions. If you don't want to answer, take a sip of your drink, spin it around. Rocco. Caroline, what is the tackiest outfit you've ever seen Chanel Ayan wear?
Oh my God, that's a hard one. I'd say anything. I mean.
Okay, spin it around, guys. Caroline, name one housewife your buddy Phaedra warned you to steer clear of.
None. She actually liked everybody.
She liked everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Spin it around. Nina, which of your fellow Dubai wives could stand to back off the French fries?
All of the above. All of them.
Okay. Control room ice is not good for burns?
Is it hurting worse?
What?
Okay, well then I'll take it off. Okay, well, can someone bring me what is good for burns? Both of you, which of your fellow housewives do you think is the thirstiest?
I'll let you go first.
Oh, I thought we were gonna do it as a collective.
Oh.
I'd say, come on.
Okay.
Who?
We're live.
Chanel.
Okay, Chanel.
It is kind of Ayan.
Okay, you both say Ayan. Okay, yeah, spin it around.
The truth.
Super thirsty.
Nina, who is the more iconic Caroline, Stanberry or Brooks?
Ah, I love them both. They're both iconic in their own way.
Okay, yeah. Iconic in their own way. Spin it around. Okay, for both of you, rate Stanberry as an influencer on a scale of 1 to 10. Brooks?
I'd give her like a 9.
Nina?
Probably 10. 9.5, 10.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Because that's not her only job. Like, she actually has.
But she does it well.
Things,
yes.
So
does
I give
well.
Her credit where
I give
credit
her a 9.
She seems to have a ton of partnerships with a lot of
companies.
She
does a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Good for her.
Okay, spin it around, guys. For both of you, who do you think is the biggest pot stirrer in the group?
Probably.
Lisa.
Lisa, interesting. Yeah. Okay, let's do one more. Nina, on a scale of 1 to 10, how preachy do you find your friend Sarah to be?
You know, she's never really been preachy with me, so I don't know. She's more of a motivational type of speaker, but I haven't experienced it.
Brooks
on the other hand.
Okay.
I love it, Sarah.
Those fries are great. The name of your place is
Bell Fries.
Very good.
I'm coming tomorrow.
They're so good. We've been eating them.
So seasoned, so good.
Candace tweeted, she's so pretty regarding you.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent. We love Candace. And then I'm getting a lot of tweets about the burn. Aaron Brizzy said, don't use ice on a burn. Ooh. Sam Jean said, put a tomato slice or mustard on the burn.
No, please.
I dipped it in milk and they gave me this burn cream and I have a thing. But I'm like shaking, which is very weird. Okay, so for both of you, Leslie H. wants to know if either of you were fans of the Housewives before becoming one yourself. You were. So you see them in Dubai?
No.
Okay.
So we have like a Netflix, the oldest seasons of like the top ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We
like
have
season
like
five
OC, Atlanta, Beverly Hills, and Jersey.
I love
and
it.
And the oldest seasons.
Wow.
But I watched it before I moved to Dubai.
Yeah, since 2006. Yeah.
Nina, Gracie T wants to know, what license plate did you end up getting and how much did it cost? That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Little.
No, I can't justify buying a license. I'd rather, like, donate to the poor or feed a village. Like,
I love that.
Yeah. No.
It seems, I was stunned to hear that.
I know.
That. And people really pay.
Yes, they do. They pay hundreds of thousands to millions.
Really?
Millions of dollars for license plates in Dubai.
Brooks, Kelly S. wants to know, why did you come for Ayan's wig at Nina's first dinner party? She thinks yours have been challenged this season.
Well, mine's have been very...
Oh, the bunny fell.
Oh, my God. Ayan?
Oh,
Kim Richards.
My God.
Oh, sorry.
It's a super moon. The bunny fell. I got burned. That freaking bunny has... What?
That just scared me so bad.
Oh, it scared me worse. Okay, this... Wow, I'm freaked out.
Ayan's wig, the bunny.
The bunny, did Ayan do that? Did Lisa Rinna do that?
Ayan.
How did that happen?
Ayan, no juju. Wow. Behave, Ayan.
Okay, so what is your defense of going
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I know my wigs are very wiggy on the show. That's why I'm opening the glass house, because my wigs are really wigging. But hers are very thick and they're synthetic. So, like, that's the reason why. Mine are at least human hair. I know they don't have much movement, but.
Okay. It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that Schwartz and Sandy's is finally opening next week in Los Angeles. If you were taking bets on what would materialize first, Schwartz and Sandy's or She by Sheree, it's time to settle up. I hope the Toms are surrounded by people that are as happy for them as the Sir Kitchen crew was when they saw Kristen get fired.
Amazing.
Classic. Tonight's Shackle goes to the creepy and vague and stupid new New York City PSA about what to do in the very low likelihood of a nuclear attack.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit. All right?
It's a real
PSA. You've got this.
You've got this. We here at Watch What Happens Live produced a nuclear disaster PSA that we think is a lot more realistic.
So, there's been a nuclear attack. You're f***ed, boo.
That's what the New York City should do. I want to thank Brooks, Nina, and Anna Lee for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night after Southern Charm. Thanks for being here, guys. We're going to do an after show live on Twitter right now. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Brooks and Nina are here from the Real Housewives of Dubai. In honor of Nina's love of French fries, we've got Annalise Schlossberg from Bell Fries on the Lower East Side. You have something for me?
I do.
Wow.
I wanted to give you a little piece of Dubai, but in a Middle Eastern way. Wow. Something that's customized just for you.
Ooh.
Can you open it?
Other side.
Know if I can. Oh. Wow.
Oh my God, that says Andy.
So what is this?
So that says Andy in Arabic.
You're kidding me. This is a great gift. Yeah. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Wow, Caroline, besides my third degree burn, what did you get me?
I got the kids gifts.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
She brought gifts for the kids.
I did.
She absolutely did, yes. Wow, this is amazing. Yeah. Thank you so
that's
much.
Beautiful.
I really appreciate
that's
it.
That's gorgeous.
Wow, that says Andy in Arabic.
Andy in Arabic, yes.
Wow, that's really
And
cool.
By the way, that's like a Dubai cliche. We all have those.
Is that right?
No, you have to have it.
Oh, really? It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
the
Middle
carry.
Eastern
it's no. like the carry bracelet oh, in Arabic.
You have to have that. Are there a necklace
I mean, I had it
bracelet?
As a baby. Like,
wow.
It's just, you know, just something so you can remember a piece
it.
Of Dubai.
Can you read Arabic?
No, I just knew because it was short.
Right.
So I knew it had to say Andy.
Wow, that's so cool. Thank you. That's so nice of you. I really appreciate it. Let's go back to our virtual fans. Caroline and Jillian from Long Island have a question for Brooks.
Hi, Caroline and Jillian. Hi.
Hi. So why exactly did you call Ayana at 7 in the morning to tell her that only the most important people were invited to Sandari's head party?
Well, I called her at 7 a.m. because we actually talk at those hours. Ayana's always awake, like, no matter what time
really?
I call.
Is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's awake
so
before the chickens get up.
Really?
And so I called her, and it was actually a joke. Like, I was just like, did you get an invite to Stanberry's party? And I knew she didn't. I was just being a bitch. But, like, I mean, you know, and then I was like, she
See, I love this relationship.
Anymore.
But you do like each other.
I do.
Yes. Okay,
There's
good.
There's something about her that
yes.
I just can't get over. Like,
okay, I love
soft
it.
Soft spot for her.
Yes.
You got to have a soft spot
yes.
for
Ayana. Yeah. Katie and Megan from New Orleans have a question for Nina Ali.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey, we love y'all.
So excited. Nina, we were wondering, was Lisa telling the truth when she said that you called Stanberry ghetto, ratchet, and trashy?
Good question.
Those words are not part of my vocabulary. I didn't even know what ratchet was. I was like, ratchet, I've heard that in a song before.
Yes, you have. Yeah, right, right. So, by the way, how did it shake down with you and Lisa Rinna? She had posted something and said, you know, if you don't watch Dubai.
I'll give you the short version.
Yeah.
So when I first saw it, I don't jump quickly to attack. So I just actually asked. I tweeted her first to say, hey, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
She didn't respond in time, but I forgot that we're on different time zones.
Okay, yes.
So it took too long, and then the fans chimed in, and
yes.
then they wound me up. They started to send me all her, you know, pass.
Yeah.
And then I just happened to just say what I said, and then, you know, not too long later, Lisa Rinna reached out. She said, hey, Caroline, I'm sorry.
And you spoke on the phone.
Yeah, she called me. She called me. Stanberry gave her my number without my permission. But I don't mind it.
Yes.
Caroline gave her my number. She called me and she said, I just want to apologize because I didn't mean what you thought I meant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Very good. Good. Yeah. So you'll meet in person at
BravoCon.
We
will at BravoCon. Maybe even before.
Maybe even before.
Yeah.
Who knows? It must be so wild for the two of you because when the show airs in Dubai, it's what time in Dubai? It's like the middle
early
of the night.
Early morning. Like 4 a.m.
And so then are you guys on your Twitter live looking at what people are saying? Or sometimes?
Sometimes.
I've stepped away from Twitter a bit.
Good.
I really have just because.
I think I need to.
Yeah, I think maybe. Yes.
All right.
I mean, one speech I always give new housewives is like, don't go too hard on Twitter.
I never knew Twitter existed.
I know.
Until the show.
I know, right.
I was like, what the hell is
right.
this?
We didn't. We
yeah,
didn't.
It was so fun. We didn't know.
Brooks, you're savage
about
on Twitter.
Yeah. I am?
Yeah, you are. But I mean, sometimes in a great way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really a savage in real life, right, Brian?
Yes, you are.
So
yes.
Should I not go back on, Andy?
What?
Should I not?
No, I think I like it that you're. I think it is kind of a cesspool also. So it's like, you know.
Twitter's very biased. Like, yeah, one day they love you, then
well, that's the thing. That's what I was telling Ayan on premiere night. I go, don't get too invested in this because they're going to celebrate you one day and then they're going to be really nasty the next. So there you go. I want to thank Brooks and Ali. I want to thank Anna Lee. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuge,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.